This is Two J's in a Pod, episode 10.
Wow.
I'm Mariella Murphy from WGHN Radio.
I'm Sarah Leach with Ottawa News Network.
Hey, Dirk, how you doing?
Good morning.
Okay, I was thinking, I've looked at clouds from both sides now.
I knew you were going to fixate on this.
From up and down, and still somehow, it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all.
Yeah, let's talk about clouds.
I'm sorry, I had to do that.
I know. So for those who don't watch endless county board meetings like I do and Mary Ellen, there was one public commenter, and I feel like we could probably name her since she's a public official. Right?
Yeah, Donna Mooney.
Yeah, she's a member of the school board in Jenison.
Oh, okay.
And she was saying, about her support for Ottawa Impact, because that is who she politically aligns with. And somehow the comments sort of just wandered off of the path and started talking about how the government poisons clouds to kill us. Mm-hmm. And that was weird.
Beautiful day today. Got to see blue skies and some actual real clouds. Additionally, geoengineering, weather modification, sulfuric aerosol injections, cloud seeding, and many other names is what our government and their private contractors flying over our heads most days, spraying us with toxic chemicals that none of us consented to participating in. I simply like to call it living in an open-air gas chamber. Wikipedia, so-called fact-checkers, media, and even those in the aviation industry like to call this a contrail or a conspiracy theory. However, the government patents 25 states, including Michigan, with either passed or pending legislation to prohibit this criminal practice. Companies like Make Sunsets out of California and Weather Modification Company out of North Dakota, and my own lying eyes say otherwise. So while our state is forcing us into solar energy that relies on the sun and cannot currently sustain the number of consumers that will be reliant upon it, at the same time, they're blocking out our sun with toxic chemicals to convince you that this is going to cool and save our planet. I gave you guys quite a bit of information, which also includes the government patents. There was 22 pages of government patents. There are companies out there that are doing this, and they do it most days. It needs to be stopped. It's criminal. It is killing our trees, our bees, our plants, us. I don't want to be breathing in toxic chemicals. Do you? Do you want to breathe in aluminum, barium, strontium, the stuff that they're spraying? This is not tested. This is not tested. This is another money-making game for those who have a vested interest, and we all pay the price. Where are the environmentalists that we should be uniting on?
Thank you, Ms. Mooney.
Thank you.
This was a really long meeting. I don't have 4 hours. I don't have 4 hours to sit and watch this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and frankly, I kind of went off the train, but at this point, it's everybody expects me to cover these meetings like the way that I do through Twitter.
That's exhausting.
And it is. It's becoming a little bit of an albatross around my neck. But we do only have one meeting a month now, which has helped.
Okay.
And we're going back and forth between morning and evening meetings. So I only have to do a night meeting every other month.
Okay.
Which my kids prefer.
So where are we at on it? Do we start from the beginning of the meeting? Do we go into the middle? What do we do?
Yeah, I think the key takeaways are that there's still plenty of passive aggression infighting. I mean, just at the top of the meeting, but after we get through public comment and all of that stuff, we had to argue for 45 minutes about whether or not to amend the agenda.
Monday? Did you hear the way Commissioner Moss said Monday?
You know that he's getting worked up when he emphasizes on the syllables.
Yes.
he wasn't too happy with the way that conversation went either. But so Chair Teeples, John Teeples, says to OI Commissioner Allison Miedema, who was trying to take something off of the consent agenda and adding it as action items. And she basically wanted to pull all these contracts off that have already been paid by the county because they're of lower amounts than what that meets the threshold for the county commissioners to discuss. Mm-hmm. So that threshold is $75,000. So all of the department heads have the authority to approve expenses that are below that, because they are, that's part of their administrative duties. They don't want to micromanage every, you know, every box of staples that you buy, you know, like that
kind
of stuff.
Right, right.
So otherwise, you know, government would just be, grind to a halt. So Metamo wanted to pull off these five contracts. Three of them had to do with the health department. One had to do with election results through the county clerk. And then one was through the public defender's office for a mediator of some sort that they outsource if they have a conflict of interest. And we don't even get out of the gate with pulling these things off because Teeple says, you know, it's one of my principles, you know, I don't think it's appropriate to change the agenda at the last minute. Mm-hmm. And then there's this big back and forth between Metamo and Moss, and Rody was chiming in, where it was just, well, we have the right to do this, and, you know, don't tread on me. And it was just kind of like that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And Teeple's, you know, to his credit, I agree that we probably shouldn't be doing these last minute changes when commissioners have enough time to.
Yeah, the agenda came out. It was Thursday, wasn't it? Like right afternoon or something.
So then Metamo says, well, you know, by the time I got done doing my own research, mm-hmm. I asked questions on Monday. And then she was asking, I think, on Tuesday morning for Teeple's to change the way that the agenda looked to pull these contracts out. And mm-hmm. Teeple says, no, it's too late. How much time is enough time?
That's about 45 minutes. We'll never get back.
Well, and it kind of, it really puts a highlight on the, is it, do we micromanage these expenses, or do we trust our department heads to go ahead with these decisions? Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it does not escape me which departments they chose to focus on. Mm-hmm. And so Adeline Hambly had to get up and sort of, you know, defend these various contracts. And, you know, one was for marketing for pamphlets. One was it was left. I think it's a grant that they got a couple of years ago, but it originally was tied to COVID-19 funding. And really it's to help sort of with the fatigue and the stress that the department, you know, workers go through.
Sure.
You know, we'll buy ice cream, you know, once a month so that you can kind of, you know, it's like a team building exercise. Yeah. Or, you know, like these kind of pick me up things, because it's hard to work in public health. Mm-hmm. And again, we saw that fixation on that COVID-19 label. And I feel like I'm watching the same bad TV show every month. It's just,
that's what,
it really, you know, I'm like, wow, we really jumped the shark here. You know, can we just get some new material?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else happened?
They made some committee appointments. I think notably there was an argument about whether or not to reappoint Democrat Chris Kleinians to the Community Mental Health Board. There were some public comments by the Ottawa GOP. And it's interesting to me that Jordan Jaritsma, who is a Republican who beat Kleinians in the November election,
yes,
by just a couple hundred votes, mm-hmm. Was actually supportive of Kleinians remaining on the CMH board.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, because he's also, he's a new member of the CMH board as well. And so he just said, look, you know, he's been there a while. We need some stability and some, you know, institutional knowledge on the board. And he really has a good firm grasp of some of the financials. And we're looking at another millage renewal for community mental health next
right,
year.
Right.
But after he made those comments and in a committee meeting, the Ottawa County GOP approved a resolution strongly urging Jaritsma to reconsider his support of Radical Democrat Chris Kleinians.
My goodness.
And then there were some people that were from the executive committee who came and gave public comments saying, how can you appoint a Democrat to that? And,
this is where we're at. And this is ridiculous.
And it worked. He flipped. Yeah. And so I'm not in his brain, and I don't know if this was what he planned to vote all along. So I can't, you know, say that, but we have got to get past this whole idea of whether or not there's an R or a D next to somebody's name and that they're not worthy of doing things.
I know.
Because we're all voters. We're all consumers. We're all, where does this stop?
You're right. When does it end?
Well, Democrats have to vote on the CMH millage too, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm just saying that this just seems dumb. It just seems dumb.
Jeez.
It's not seeing the forest through the trees. No. And it's that hyper-partisan conversation that makes, you know, people who are moderates not really comfortable with making the decisions that they normally would make. You could see a little bit of that tension. And I suspect some votes were probably influenced by that conversation. Can't say for sure which ones. I just have my suspicions. But, you know, Rebecca Patrick, she was another county commissioner candidate,
yeah,
who challenged Rohde. She was up for an environmental health board position.
I was really disappointed.
And she didn't get it either.
I was really disappointed.
And there were, the moderates were seemingly liked her. I mean, Kyers came out saying that he liked her. Berger came out saying that he liked her. So she didn't win the first seat, but there was a second seat where her name also was on there. Mm-hmm. And rather than, again, voting for her, they just voted for somebody else.
I don't get that.
I don't understand this kind of logic. I mean, maybe I need to hold elected office to fully understand that that's like a throwback to last week.
I apparently
you become somebody else when you become a politician.
Do you have people, how do I word this? People are always telling me things that they want me to know. And I know people do that with you too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They might just drop something, keep it on the down low.
Right. Right. When they're talking to a journalist.
Keep it on the down low. Okay. I remember, listen to this. I remember one time I was at a radio station in Grand Rapids and I was doing a live remote. Somebody was back at the radio station, you know, pushing the songs, and I could hear them back at the radio station because we'd have to talk back and forth. He's got the GM in the studio. They are going to fire the morning guy and bring somebody in from Chicago. Hearing all of this.
Oh, wow.
He comes, so I'm getting ready to do my next break. He pops on and says in my headphones, "Did you hear any of that?" And I said, "Yeah, I heard the whole thing, but I don't know who this person is. I didn't grow up around here, so it's not a big deal to me."
Yeah.
He goes, "Okay, this is all going to go down this week. Can you please promise me you won't say anything?" I'm like, "I won't say anything." And then it all went down. They brought Kevin Matthews back from Chicago to be on the classic rock station in Grand Rapids. It was huge. But when people tell you stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or have you ever gotten a text you're not supposed to get? Oh, has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, that has happened to me. I think I know where this is going.
Mm-hmm. It has happened to you.
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
I'm raising my hand.
And you know what? It has worked out well with me, and it has also worked out not well for me, because sometimes it's somebody talking not so nicely about me, and they didn't realize that it was like a Freudian slip, and they texted me directly instead of the person that they wanted to talk crap about.
Well, it just kills me how U.S. Intel chiefs are preparing for another day of grilling on Capitol Hill, mm-hmm. and they're saying that it's this journalist, he's a big fat liar. Come on.
Sure. Well, conveniently, there's no way to prove that because they were all on Signal. But isn't that the point? I mean, you use those apps in order to not have anything as part of the official record. And we see that a lot. I mean, it happens everywhere. It happens at the top offices, which is, it's just more disappointing when you see it at the top offices, mm-hmm. because for some reason you think, you know, it just matters so much more. Like, mm-hmm. especially when you're talking about war plans and stuff. I mean, we have movies and stuff like made, you know, in times of history where, you know, there's these photographers and these biographers that follow around the president, and they take, you know, they document all of these things to curate it for history. Mm-hmm. And we're missing parts of that because, you know, they want to go bomb some people in Yemen and are using Signal to talk about their war plans.
Wow.
But we see that a little bit, you know, here in Ottawa County, too. I mean, remember that FOIA case that's happening?
Yes.
Where, you know, county commissioners were using their private devices and there was FOIAs that were filed. And they said, well, you can't access our, you know, devices because these are our personal devices. Well, there's the argument that you were doing public business on your personal device.
Right.
That's grinding through the courts now 2 years on.
Oh my gosh.
We're never going to see those records, but I mean, it just kind of shows that this happens on every level, but it matters a lot more. You can see the gravity of it, the higher that, you know, of the office that it is.
Right. Okay. I'm going to switch gears again.
I love it.
Okay. The Campbell plant. Do some of these constituents.
I was hoping that you would forget about it.
Do some of these constituents think that the county's going to contact President Trump to save the Campbell plant?
Well, I'll tell you, I got a little nervous towards the end of that meeting because there seemed to be some sentiment. Well, Jordan Jaritsma said at about the close of the, you know, before they got to commissioner comments, well, you know, I'd like to see what more we can do.
There's nothing more you can do.
Yeah. And this is, you know, so Joe McCarter, he is the head of the Save the Campbell plant effort. And so he's been doing this for a couple of years. And I don't know. I've talked to consumers multiple times. I've talked to Port Sheldon Township. We've seen all the meetings play out. There just doesn't seem to be any realistic, viable legal option beyond what they've already done, approving that resolution to please don't close the plant.
Right.
McCarter seems to think that there is constitutional authority by the state, that counties can tap into to intervene in terms of services. And look, I don't even know if that's true because I'm not a lawyer.
Right.
But no one that I've talked to has said that that is the case. And two, are we really talking about doing that? Do we really want to do that as a county? I mean, are we all just going to like kick the door in and just say we're taking over the joint? I mean, is that what we're doing?
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How does that scenario end?
I don't know.
I mean, we're all just talking about the thing that we could do, but there's, I mean, that's madness.
Wow.
I mean, shouldn't we actually wait for there to be a problem before we do that?
Right.
I'm just throwing it out there.
4 hour meeting, 4 hours plus.
Well, you know, I guess we're on track for having, you know, these are shorter meetings compared to 23.
Yeah. Okay, what else did they talk about?
It's just basically the same old, same old. Uh-huh. I mean, just a lot of, you know, snarky comments, infighting, backbiting.
Okay. Did you go to that water quality forum?
I did.
Tell me about that.
I learned a lot about invasive species.
Okay.
And groundwater. Uh-huh. I think that, so we've already written a story about the health of Spring Lake.
Yes.
The alum treatment from 2005. Five is now wearing off. So it actually lasted a lot longer than what they thought. So now they're faced with phosphorus levels are rising again. The Spring Lake Board is going to have to decide if it wants to do another treatment, do a different type of treatment, do one treatment versus multiple treatments throughout the year, like the Europeans do it. But, you know, it was over $1 million the last time around. And that was 20 years ago.
Wow.
And nothing costs less with time. So I don't know. They don't have a quote. They haven't been able to give a figure as to what that would cost. But, you know, the only alternative is dredging. And that also costs $1 zillion.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that they're going to be faced with a big decision pretty soon. I think that they're working on solid recommendations this year.
Okay.
But their window of treatment, I think, is only in the spring and in the like October and April,
yeah, there's only a
May.
Certain time. Yeah, they can't. Yeah. Okay.
Where there's like less churn and so that the stuff sets, the alum treatment settles to the bottom. Mm. So
we've got two town halls this week that we're covering, Thursday in Grand Rapids with Hillary Skolton and then Friday here in Grand Haven.
Yes, I'm going to the Thursday one for sure. I don't know about Friday because I might be burned out.
Yeah, I get it. No, I get it. Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to go to a town hall where the rep shows up. So
right.
Different vibe, you know,
because
it's a Democrat and, you know, they're meeting with their people. So I'm interested to see what her message is.
Yeah, me too. I know a lot of people are feeling that there is no leadership whatsoever and going to rallies and woohoo and all right, Bernie. And you know, okay, that's people are saying that's great. But at the end of the day, you're not solving anything. You're just sort of making us feel better about a really bad situation.
Right.
Am I right on that?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I'm now remembering that I think 8 of the 11 county commissioners went to Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And they went to the National Association of Counties.
NACO.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a couple of them, at least the Republican ones, and I only know that because Zylstra said he did not meet Huizenga, but others did.
Sure.
And there were a couple of comments that were made by the OI commissioner saying, well, you know, oh, so many people were walking up to us, other legislators, and saying how amazing it is to have Bill Heisinger representing us. And we're so lucky. And thank you so much for voting for him in your district, because we need his leadership here. And then the comment of, well, you know, we've had some people asking where he was. Well, he was in Washington doing his job. I'm just going to leave that at that and not put on my personal commentary, because that's what was said.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's interesting to me that they felt like they needed to bring that up at the county commission, because that has nothing to do with them.
No,
really.
It has nothing whatsoever.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that it's going to take, I don't know, Megyn Kelly has a new network, MK Media, for podcasting. I don't think our podcast will be on her network.
I doubt it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like we might have a branding issue there.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to happen. You and I are going to be speaking at the Society for Professional Journalists in Cleveland about why we decided to do a podcast in addition to our news.
Yep.
We're leaving Saturday. That'll be a fun little road trip, you and I.
I know.
I don't like country music, so I can't listen to it.
Oh, no. No, okay. Same.
Okay. I'm sorry. If you like it, that's fine. I don't care for it, and it would be hell if you made me listen to that.
Do you like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I can handle her.
Because I'm forced to listen to it in my car with my children, so, yeah.
I don't even know if I want to go into the state of Ohio, but we have to, so.
It's not exactly the prettiest state to drive
it
through.
It is, no. You got all those turnpikes. And I don't think we'll have time for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I've never been to, by the way. But maybe there'll be a shop, and we can get like some swag or something when we're there. I don't know.
That'd be
cool. I don't know. Anything else that you're working on? Anything in the future or coming down the pike?
There's always.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah, I think. You know, I don't know if it's appropriate to plug ONN, but we're getting some nibbles about some partnerships with other nonprofit
wonderful
entities. So
wonderful.
It's encouraging to see.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so I hope that some really good stuff comes out of that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, in us being partnered with Ottawa News Network, I'm able to use your stories and
right.
You know, pull from
you.
We
call it a network for a reason. Yeah.
There you go. I don't see any clouds in the sky. Well, should we manufacture some?
I hear that that's a thing. Like, let's order some up.
I don't know how you would do that.
Because I sunburn, so.
What's that?
I sunburn easily, so let's manufacture some clouds.
Dirk, what do you think? Should we manufacture up some clouds?
Why not?
I don't know how to end this podcast. I need some help here. Somebody help me end this podcast. I need some help. Let me think.
I know I don't. I usually deliver on my.
Oh, I know. She's so good.
I got nothing else.
I ain't got nothing else.
I don't have anything anymore. We're done. I'll find a way to end this. Okay. Somebody end this.